Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Person, place, or thing. Why did it get the nickname it got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Christy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi. Hola.
Hola.
Okay, well, when I was in junior high school, a bunch of us kids would hang out at our friend's house, and my friend Dale, he started calling me Cricket because of my long legs.
And all right, so crickets have long legs.
Huh?
I said crickets do have long legs. That's why they rub them together and drive you nuts.
Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of stuck, and all through high school and junior high school, my friends called my, even my teachers called me Cricket, and it just kind of stuck.
So do most of your friends still call you that?
Some of my friends do, yeah. The junior high kids that I used to hang out with and stuff.
Okay, well, I think you turn the corner when you start introducing yourself as that name.
Yeah, once you say it.
Like, my niece, her name is Natalie, but she's never gone by Natalie. She's gone by Peachy her entire life.
Right.
There's nothing legal about Peachy. But everyone calls her Peachy, and when she introduces herself to everybody, she's Peachy. So she's never known it. If you said, hey, Natalie, she wouldn't even turn around.
And she wouldn't acknowledge. There's no reason to.
No idea. But
I did not know. So my grandfather, on my mother's side, grew up, his name was Casey. Wife called him Casey. Everyone knew him as Casey. All the males said Casey, all this, whatever. So we, including his own children, they did not know his name was not Casey. So when he died, and you get all these papers in order and everything, and looking at the will, I remember my mother calls me, right? So she went to Virginia, still living in Baltimore at the time. And I pick up the phone, and my mother, just being my mother, do you know what your goddamn grandfather's name was? I'm like, Casey. She's like, that's what I thought. It's not Casey. I'm like, what? His name was like Ulysses.
Oh.
Or something like that. And I don't know when he changed it. I don't know why he changed it. But it was never a legal thing. I don't know if it's a name he picked. I don't know if someone just gave it to him. Because in the black community, it's different. If they're going to call you something, that's just going to stick. And it will never go away.
Right.
If they call you Biscuit Lip when you're 3 years old, you're going to be a 70-year-old man. That's going to be your name. And it will never. They would send your mail like that, right? So she was like, we did not know this. I had no idea. Hmm. She has five other siblings. So there's six kids. Not one of them knew their father's actual name. And it wasn't like his middle name.
Yeah, but if he went by it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Sometimes you can pick up a nickname later in life, too. Like my dad, one year, we were down at Disney World, and he had on like a safari hat for some reason.
Oh, my God.
You know, like the sun
goes up on one side.
Yeah.
Right. So me and my cousin started calling him Brian Fellows, like that skit from SNL. So we would still call him that, or OF. But yeah, like, he never cared for it, but we were like, ah, shut up, Brian Fellows.
I'm Brian Fellows.
Yeah, exactly. We thought it was great.
What was his gimmick? Brian Fellows.
It was Tracy Morgan.
What was he? Yeah, like, but he had a punchline or something. Like, he was always like,
he just
ended with, like, I'm Brian Fellows. That was it.
And he didn't really know much about animals. And
this is a parrot. It's very colorful. I'm Brian Fellows.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that was right. That was the whole shtick. He was just kind of like, are you an animal expert?
Mm-hmm. Person, place, or thing, why did it get the nickname it got? 206-803-ROCK.
Damn. Now, this is funny. It says from the text line, we had a substitute teacher who had his arm amputated at the elbow. We called him the Stubstitute.
Oh, no.
The Stubstitute.
The Stubstitute.
I do like it when you meet somebody that's like missing digits or whatever. And they're just like, yeah, they call me Handy Tom. It's why? And it's like, because I'm missing a hand. It's like, all right, Handy Tom, I like that.
Ted, one of these on here was a teacher that was missing the two middle fingers, so we called him Spider-Man.
Because it looked like he's shooting a web.
Well, and Miles, I know you've been to this bar, but there was a guy that only had one arm. The bartender there.
Lefty?
Yes, we called him Lefty all the time, but I don't think he cared for it.
Oh, really?
Lefty.
Oh, man. But you called him it anyway.
Yes.
Lefty.
And did he give you a look when you said it?
I mean, Lefty was just pissed when you walked in there.
Okay.
He's one of those bartenders, right? It's kind of one of those bars. Like, if you don't know, nowadays this bar has gotten a little more popular as people found it.
Sure.
But you didn't go in there unless you knew it, right? So, like, He was always salty anyhow, so we never minded calling him Lefty. We used to say he's all right, but he was really all left.
It's like you're just begging for him to pee in your drink.
We're basically, right, we're begging to get thrown out.
Lefty. Person, place, or thing. Why did he get the nickname of God? 206-803-RIDE.
That SOB could sling a beer, though, man. He was a good bartender. It was shockingly how quick it was. Now, granted, we never ordered mixed drinks.
I got called Ringo for a bit because in our carpool, there was John, Paul, and George, then me.
Really? That's not a bad way to get
No, no.
Hello, Stephanie. Welcome to the men's room.
Sure, yeah, we got you.
Okay. Yeah, I had a
Are you getting
friend,
told? Are you getting kicked? Like, was that a cop?
No, I drive a shuttle bus, and it's the guard that comes in and checks the bus to make sure everything's good.
Okay. You go ahead and tell him a cop. Yeah, I know you. Give me 1 second, bro. I'm on the air.
I gotta talk to
you. Do you have nicknames? Did you come up with some of the people that you drive around?
Yeah, but I have to be professional.
I understand. I understand. We're in the same situation here.
I had a friend that we all used to hang out at his house, and kind of a party house, but his last name was Gore, G-O-R-E.
All right.
And everyone called him Gorgasm.
Now, did you ever get to experience a Gorgasm?
No.
Okay. All
right. No, but every time somebody just to kick him off, they say, "Oh wait, I'm gonna have a Gorgasm." And it never got old either, maybe to him, but not to anybody else.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it gets old to the person who has a nickname. Everyone else takes the joy in saying it.
Couple more. His brother was Stu. They called him Soup because he wasn't as thick. Fitter we used to work with used to stand there and watch others doing the work, just casting a shadow. So we called him Sundial. Oh, the guy, the professional soccer player. Do you remember Fitz Hall?
No.
Play back in the day, was Premier League guy. They called him One Size.
Fitz All.
Because his name is Fitz All.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.